welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick. Drive fast and try not to crash. Good afternoon and welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, and it's the top three motorsport headlines, where we just have a very brief look at the headlines that are on today's news in the world of motorsport, and of course mainly concerning Formula One and Sim Racing. Now the first one which caught my eye today is that F1 is planning to test people for coronavirus every 2 days. That's right, it's all Formula One personnel attending the behind the closed door events in Europe will be tested for coronavirus every 2 days under the plans to get the 2020 season underway. Now, the F1 bosses are currently aiming to get started with the Austrian Grand Prix in early July, and Managing Director Ross Brawn revealed last week that he was going to create a biosphere at the races, meaning that everybody involved would be tested and cleared for the COVID-19 before entering the environment. And along with that, they would then test them every couple of days. Ross Brawn went on to say that the FIA are doing a great job putting together the structure we need, and everybody will be tested and will have clearance before they can even get into the paddock. And that's when he was talking to Sky Sports F1. And then after that, it will continue with the same testing while they're in the paddock. So what do you think about that? I think certainly it will make things hopefully quite safe. And until we can all return to actually watch the Grand Prix live, at least we'll be able to see races taking place later on in the year. Now, the second headline I thought was rather interesting was Hamilton's utterly unblemished record stands him out amongst the greats. Now, that's right. Basically, Lewis Hamilton's incredible record in Formula One and multiple championships is thanks to his utterly unblemished sportsmanship record, says his Mercedes technical director, James Allison. And Hamilton has won 5 of his 6 Formula One World Championships with Mercedes, against fierce competition, including former teammate Nico Rosberg and 4-times world champion Sebastian Vettel. Hamilton has very rarely been accused of dangerous driving. Of course, there was that amazing driving he had. Remember at Monza, I think, was it back in maybe 2010, 2011, when he headed off Michael Schumacher? That was an amazing race, and they were doing all the old moves like Senna and Schumacher would have done back in the day, and he loved it. And poor old Schumacher was getting a telling off for doing some of slightly ropey manoeuvres, but Hamilton loved it. So yes, he's got a very, very good record and thoroughly deserves that record. And I think pretty much it is unblemished. But now his technical director, James Allison, went on to say, "I've been lucky to work with people who have had the highest integrity. I do think that this is a characteristic that marks Lewis out. And it's certainly, what do you think? I know you either like him or maybe you don't like him, but for sure it's going to be a very interesting title later on this year. Can he get his 7th title? That will be something else." And it's amazing to think that Lewis Hamilton is now one of the oldest drivers on the grid. I have to say, I would like to see him take part in one of the Formula One virtual races that we've been covering. I think it would be a lot of fun, and I think he would be right up there alongside Albon and Verstappen. Or sorry, Verstappen wasn't in that one. It was Leclerc. And if you haven't heard our podcast we did on Sunday night from the Brazilian Grand Prix, the virtual race that was there on Sunday night, just on the 3rd of May, it's on our podcast links, and also I'll put it in the description. Now, Pierre Gasly, one of France's 2 main Formula One drivers, has had a very, very different run in terms of getting into Formula One and managing to make it work. Of course, his French compatriot, Charles Leclerc, has done rather a lot better by winning in Formula 3, Formula 2, and then in the first debut season in Formula 1, did extremely well. So it says here, Gasly's target is to re-establish himself as a frontline driver who deserves another shot at a winning outfit. And the team bosses will need to see more evidence of a steal similar to that which glints within Leclerc. Because of course, Gasly drove for Red Bull for a wee while, but his performances weren't really up to scratch, and eventually was replaced by Albon later in the season last year. And certainly, I mean, I think he seems to have done very well at Toro Rosso and now the AlphaTauri set up. It's going to be interesting. Can he make his way back up there? Can he perform well? And will he get himself noticed, or is it too late? I think it's very hard for drivers to get back into top teams. I mean, there's Daniel Kvyat, who has been, well, he's gone back to the Toro Rosso kind of, well, now the rechanged team at AlphaTauri team. But I mean, look how hard it was for him to get back into Formula One after all the trouble that he caused when he was driving for Red Bull, with coming together with Vettel on a number of occasions. It was pretty tough. And I certainly think he's good, as I think most of the Formula One drivers are, but is he going to have enough to really make it into the top tier of Formula One and get into a top ranking team? Everyone's fighting for a place when you've got people like Ricciardo and Vettel and Hamilton and Verstappen. Where do you make a place for yourself? It's certainly going to be interesting. And of course, when the season starts later on, we'll be doing our best to commentate from it. So, you've been listening to the Car, Sim, and Race Driver Show. It's the top three motorsport headlines and Formula One news. And we'll have another video out later on in the week. And tomorrow night, we should be doing a live stream as well on Podbean and possibly on YouTube as well. So, look out for that. Thanks very much for joining us, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye bye.